This is the Half Smart Podcast.
I'll ask you about him though.
All right, guys.
All right, we're here again.
Welcome to what episode is this? 14? 15?
15?
15?
14 and a half.
Half Smart Podcast, episode 15 and a half, 14.
Well, we got. Back.
Yeah, welcome.
Some Nooners, Modelo Nooners.
Yeah, it's 12:30, you're drinking beer.
Savage shit.
Haven't even ate breakfast yet.
Breakfast beer.
Yeah. Well,
a little bit on the carbs and
got little Trav here with us, and we're just gonna talk about, you know, jobs,
funny experiences while working,
website coming up,
carny life,
scissor yeah. Lift job.
Yeah, we had to make a resume form, and we put down the first. His job is, you know, working at a carnival, so. Let's hear your fucking carnival stories, carny.
Well, let's start off, how'd you get the job? Like, how'd you hear about it?
Well, a friend of mine that was living in Tacoma, Ruston area.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, you should come out and work at the fair.
Yeah.
The Washington State Fair in Puyallup.
Every boy's like, dream, working at the fair.
You know, I'm like, you know what, that sounds like a fun job.
Yeah, for real.
Got to meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
Got to meet a lot of strange folk also.
Like, were people you worked with are strange? Or
what? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cause there's all kinds of weirdos.
Wait, does like does the carnival like travel around the same people or what?
Yeah, but those are like separate. Like, say there's like Davis Amusement,
yeah.
Which is a moving carnival.
Okay. So like
fair.
The state carnival's different or whatever.
Oh, the Washington State Fair, that stays in one spot.
Yeah, but do the people's like travel around?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, there's people from all over coming down to work there so that they can bring money back to their country.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like illegals, too?
Probably, yeah. It is kind of like a under the table kind of deal, you know?
For sure.
But I was there with a temp agency.
Okay. What were you working on? What's your job here?
Well, I got to be a ticketeer
for
a bit, which was alright, I guess.
Yeah.
Just stand there and ticket people. It's kind of hard, though, when you got a bunch of little kids trying to run up ahead, and you're like, hey, stop. Get over here. Get over here.
Yeah, Pat.
Gotta get your tickets. But now, yeah. And then eventually I got to move up to the deck.
Yeah.
I got shifted around to a few rides. I was working at the Zipper, which is one of the best rides
the
there.
The Zipper?
Yeah. The one that's like, the cages are all spinning around as it's going.
Just puking.
Right.
I can't say.
Oh, the main thing about working there was always having to tell people they can't bring their stuff up on there.
Yeah.
Because I've seen chicks' purses fly off the ride.
Damn.
One of the chicks' purses flew off and landed on a roof, and we're sitting there with this big pole trying to like poke it down. Oh, yeah.
Well, you started telling me about this earlier, but what about the scissor lift story?
Oh, the scissor lift. Yeah, so it was my first time operating a scissor lift. It's kind of like playing a Joy-Con console, but dangerous. We went up to the max height because we had to clean the ceiling of this warehouse. Because there was a fire in the warehouse. And a bunch of stuff got damaged, and it was being repaired, and we were the cleanup crew, so we were in there like just cleaning up waste and whatnot.
Yeah.
The scissor lift though, oh my. Well, we went to the top, it started jiggling around, and me and this dude looked at each other with like, just look in our eyes like, are we gonna die? It was crazy, but it was fun.
Yeah. Right on.
Right on, carny.
The worst part though is when I had to clean the bathroom by myself. It was flooded. It was gnarly.
Really?
Yeah, I had a full body hazmat suit on.
Oh
in there.
My god. Dude.
I was sitting there mopping, just like I was mopping all of it into the drain.
That's so fucking.
That sounds
brutal, dude. No, like,
I got pissed too, because every time I clean it up, people would come walking in, trucking more mud, and I'm like, I'm gonna be here all day.
Your boss like, why isn't it done yet?
You're right.
It wasn't me. It has been done.
No.
Man, that's funny. Yeah, I think.
Talk about a shitty experience.
I think my funniest job would just be fucking Dairy Queen, just because, like, there's not a fucking job. Basically, the rule was, like, no free food, but as much ice cream as you could eat. God, like, just being, like, a fucking 16-year-old kid, I'd be fucking drinking milkshakes all day.
Right.
It's like, probably have the shits a lot.
Like, why not?
Dude, that Dairy Queen would suck, bro.
It was so ghetto, dude. They literally found rats, like, in there.
They just push them to the side.
Well, it's like...
There's a rat tail on my Sunday.
It's just super fucking ghetto there, and just, they don't... I'm surprised it hasn't gotten shut down, honestly. Like, there's such bad practice there.
Dude, I saw a post, like, probably...
When they ripped on them. Yeah, I saw that. I was like,
This Dairy Queen has gotten downhill so bad.
It really has. Like, when I was there, it was all right, but even then, like, when it got busy, it got fucking bad.
Are we talking about a specific Dairy Queen, or...?
Camus Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah.
I used to work there. Worked there for, like, a year. I remember one time I got super fucking high, like, at work... And I was like, I couldn't go home, because I was like, I'm too high to go home. So I just basically sat in the back and made food for everyone. Like, I've asked my boss, I was like, can I please be the cook? I'm so high, I cannot be in the front right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, let me be in the front.
Your boss was like, yeah, hell yeah.
Well, I took a fucking dab off a dab pen, and I was just like, was that just dabs? And now thinking back on it, I just got really fucking high. Like,
because
I've been like that high again.
You probably had like anxiety too. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was like shaking. I was like, oh god. Yeah, it was fucking gnarly. Then I ate a burger to try to make myself feel better, and it was an old ass patty, so I fucking threw up too. Yeah.
No, it's nuts.
One time I went outside like to smoke some weed in the fucking trash can area, and then I came in, it was raining. So fucking the dude was like giving me shit. He's like, see why he's all wet? Because the little kid was there. He's like, because he was outside smoking. I was smoking cigarettes, but.
Yeah. My worst job experience is fucking working a shaved ice stand. That was so unorganized, dude. Like, as a kid, just fucking having to deal with all these parents and have no idea what we're doing. But. We got a commercial break here. This is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson & Johnson Company. They have great products. Get on your ass, get on your cheeks. Hello products. And we appreciate you guys listening here.
Yeah, before we go, we're launching a website, whenever we fucking finish it, in a couple weeks, maybe, who knows.
Yeah, it's under construction right now.
Yeah, we want to make it perfect before we put it out there and stuff, but...
It's getting better and better.
It's getting exciting,
Yeah.
Came a long way in the last 2 years.
Good stuff. Let's talk about good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to Nooners and friends and...
Yeah. All right, guys. You know,
yep.
Thanks for listening.